for you. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve it. 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 My hallelujah belongs to you. 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 You deserve it. 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 There's no hurt that can outlive the grace that you freely give. It's the raging flood that covers us. For the thoughts that come to decay, you sent love to strip them away, and you left the truth that we're free in you. There is no bondage. Every chain is broken. There is no bondage. Jesus, our hearts are open. No guilt, no shame. All my stains erased. There is no bondage. Every chain is broken. There's no hurt that can outlive the grace that you freely give. It's the raging flood that covers us. For the thoughts that come to decay, you sent love to strip them away, and you left the truth that we're free in you. There is no bondage. Every chain is broken. There is no bondage. Jesus, our hearts are open. No guilt, no shame. All my stains erased. There is no bondage. Every chain is broken. You deserve it. 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 Hallelujah. 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 All the glory, all the honor, all the praise. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. Hallelujah. 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 All the glory, all the honor, all the praise. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. My hallelujah belongs to you. 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 There is no bondage. Every chain is broken. There is no bondage. Jesus, our hearts are open. No guilt, no shame. All my stains erased. There is no bondage. Every chain is broken. There is no bondage. Every chain is broken. There is no bondage. Jesus, our hearts are open. No guilt, no shame. All our stains erased. There is no bondage. Every chain is broken. You deserve it. 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 My hallelujah belongs to you. 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 At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the greeter. Greeter, are you there?
We're at the top of the hour, and we will take this time to go to our Lord and Savior in prayer. Lord, we bless your name. Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we honor you. Lord, you are the head of our life. Lord, you are our strength. Thank you for allowing us this day. Thank you for continuing to bless and keep our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK. Thank you for our Artist Life family. We stand in prayer with them. We stand in prayer with our leadership team, with every member, every individual on this call, every family. Lord, please go to the homes of each family or send your messengers to the homes of each family to let them know that you are with us, that you lead us, that you guide us. Keep them covered. Anoint our heads. Anoint our heads with your precious oil, Lord. Go before us, Lord. Order our steps. You lead us. You guide us. You direct us. We're totally dependent on you. Our very next breath is dependent on you. Some are in hospitals this morning, Lord, struggling for a breath, needing respirators and machines, needing oxygen to go home with them. Others are struggling with cancer and infirmities and other sickness. Others are struggling from a broken heart, for they've lost a loved one. They're a widow. Their child is out and about. They don't know where their son or daughter is at this time. Those who have had surgeries, those who are dealing with addiction and depression, we stand against those infirmities. All those issues and symptoms and circumstances must bow down to the name of the Lord. We come to you humbly today, and we ask that you continue to be with us and send your angels to camp around us, Lord, for we need you on this day, and we're all here anxious to hear your word. And we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. We don't take it for granted. We don't do this in a nonchalant way, just jumping on a call and listening. We are intently listening. We are actively listening. We are depending on you to infuse the mind, the body, and the spirit of the minister that will come and give us the word. We thank you Amen. For allowing us collectively, Lord. We ask this. We ask this and all these prayers in Yeshua HaMashiach's name. We pray, amen. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Ruth. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Minister Ruth, for seating and greeting everyone with the love of the Lord. And I'm telling you, it's such a blessing to have the body of Christ just intervene and allow the Lord to use them, and you definitely did that, and with that awesome prayer, and thank you, Psalmist Kalen, once more and again, I tell you, you brought us before the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah, my hallelujah belongs to you. That's one of my favorites. God bless you, my young sister. I tell you, she's truly a blessing to the body of Christ. Good morning, good morning. TMC family and friends, this is Brenda Terrell, who resides here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and we're so thankful that you've joined us this morning. Here it is 33 degrees, and I tell you, on this chilly, cool, crisp morning, it is truly a blessing to be alive and well. This call started back in October 2010 with our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And with their yes, they stood on God's word. It's Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We definitely ask the Lord to enrich, enhance, and empower everyone as they come and begin their day. And this is our mission. We have a website you can go to any time of the day or the hour. It's themasterscall.net, themasters with the S, call.net, where you'll see all the messages and have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speakers. And we have a theme for this year. It's truly, truly awesome. In 2021, God's strategic shifting prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. And we've already seen that within this past week and a half with our Mother Josie. I mean, suddenly God just intervened, and we're so thankful. Now, many of you might feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter or a host, or you may even have a song in your heart, or you may even have a word in your belly. We definitely want you to share with us. You can send your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, yours truly, will contact you. Now, what started us was this awesome company, Artists International, still in existence. It's under the umbrella of Artist Life. We've been in status over 30 years, and we're so thankful to God that we definitely have some wonderful products. Get with the person that invited you to this call, and they will share with you about these awesome, awesome products. And also, we have the Morning Motivational Call that's held every Monday through Friday right after this call. And today is Awareness Wednesday with a dynamic, as we say, power couple of health. And they are none other than Diamond President Reggie and Victoria Flanagan. And we're so thankful for them because they definitely give us great information. And Queen Victoria will be speaking today on alkaline and acidic, alkaline and acidic. So get on that call, 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. Now, what I'm going to do is get out of the way. Well, let me share. We're in our fast, day 31, and this is February 3rd, where we're praying for legal and compliance, human resources, IT, logistics, administrative staff, and customer support staff and accounting, purchasing, sales and operations, shipping and warehouse. We're praying for the entire staff. Pray for their families. Pray for their health and strength. Pray for ability to always stay current and current around here as well as globally. Competitive with knowledge and equipment. Pray for wisdom, creativity, and success strategies. Pray for their leadership and implementing the founders' vision and clear communication with the field. We're so thankful for them. Well, now what I'm going to do is get out of the way and introduce our awesome speaker who has been definitely been bringing it fit to finish. And she's in the series, and I tell you, she's truly been a blessing. And some people have been texting me, say, I want more, I want more. I didn't want this to stop. Well, guess what? We got more today. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God has answered prayer. So this powerful woman is a prophet who was born and raised in New York City and currently resides in San Antonio, Texas. She is an electrical engineer by trade. She is a prophet and a minister and a woman of God by the Spirit of the Lord. She is a woman who has raised a wonderful, awesome young man. We, of course, for all of us, he is our Christopher. And we are so thankful that this woman of God is always willing and ready to serve. I'm getting out of the way to introduce to some and present to others our very own author of God, When God Births the Ministry, Prophet Kai Brown out of San Antonio, Texas. Are you there, Prophet Kai?
I am here, my beautiful Mississippi Queen Prayer General. Thank you so much for that warm and welcoming and wonderful introduction. I had to look around and ask, well, who is she talking about? But God. And, of course, we want to thank you for hosting with such Jesus joy and Minister Ruth for seating and greeting us. We say thank you. and Psalmist Kaylin for setting the atmosphere and ushering us into the presence of the Lord. We say thank you. She is such an amazing young woman of God, and just look at how he is using her. So we, of course, want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to our two amazing and dynamic co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, because their yes is why we can be here today to receive a word from the Lord. And, of course, we give all praise, all glory, and all honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because without him, where would we be? So I had a plan for this morning. I did, went to bed, had a plan, was ready to go, and thought I would be finishing up the T for fit to finish. But the Lord says, I need you to focus on the fast today. Not fasting, but this specific fast, because it is fit to finish, and we're talking about finishing the fast. He said, I need you to focus in on the fast today, because my people are fasting and praying, but they're doing it more as lip service than as actual fasting and praying. I said, oh, Lord. I said, oh, Lord. I said, okay. So we're going to talk about this fast, the corporate fast for artists, as well as what God is calling us to fast to for our country, as well as what he's calling us to focus in on this fast for ourselves. See, he wants to give us some breakthrough. He wants this fast to be productive. He wants this fast to yield the crops that he desires to give us, for us to reap. But we must do our part in order for the fast to be all of those things he's called them to be. We have to take time and not just say we're going to push back from the table, the television, and social media, but to actually do it. See, God is saying, my people are giving me lip service with the fast, but not pressing into the fast. And I said, oh, my. And I then had to check myself, because there are times when I should turn the TV off during this fasting season. And I should be praying more. And so he had to first check me and say, we have to get into this fast the way he's called us to fast and pray. And a lot of times when we're fasting and praying, we're doing it so that man can see us. And he tells us that, Matthew 6:16-18. And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. See, God doesn't want us fasting for show. He doesn't want us fasting so that others can see that we're fasting. He wants us fasting to push in prayer with him. He wants us fasting to work on relationship with him. We are to get dressed, put on our lipstick, put, you know, make sure our hair is done, and walk around as if nothing is going on in our lives. Because man doesn't need to know that we're fasting. Our fast is a part of our relationship with God. And yes, we're fasting corporately, so we know that one another are fasting, but we're fasting with a common goal and purpose, and that is not to be seen by man, but for the objectives that are placed on the Master's Call website. Those are the objectives for our artist corporate fast. We are to be praying over those every day as they come up. We are to go to the site and read them daily and to pray over those things. But that's not all the fast incorporates. See, God wants to do some things in our own personal lives. And how can he do that if we're not seeking him to find out what those things are? Now, he could just bless us anyway, but then we aren't doing our part. See, it's about the relationship. It's about the time we spend in his word and with him. So we don't just pray it and then walk away. We need to stop and listen and make sure that God isn't giving us some other direction, that he isn't giving us something else that he desires us to be fasting and praying for. Because if God tells you to fast and pray for it, believe me, he's going to manifest it if you are fasting and praying for it. So during this fast, during these next 9 days, this specific fast, we need to focus in on what God is telling us we should be fasting and praying for. We need to make sure that our hearts are turned towards him as we are fasting and praying, that we're not focused on things of this world as we are in this fast. See, God has some breakthroughs out there for us if we're doing our part, if we're seeking him about what we should be fasting for. The word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. But if you're not seeking him, then how do you know that what you fasted for is what he's called you to fast for? What you're praying for is what he's calling us to pray for. Spend some time listening to him. Get quiet. Get still. Ask him, Lord, what is it that you desire from this fast, from our prayer? And stop and be still and listen. And let him minister that to your spirit. And then push in prayer to those things. Because I tell you, if you're fasting and praying what God has given you, then the breakthrough he will manifest in your life will be amazing. Give him permission to enter in and clean house and break free those things he doesn't desire you to be carrying any longer. We have to make sure that we are doing our part. We have to make sure that we are doing our part. Isaiah 58:6 is not this fast that I choose, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the straps of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke. Is not this fast for that? God is telling us he wants to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the straps of the yoke. He wants to break every yoke. And if we're fasting and praying according to his will, he will do that and so much more. But we have to choose to focus in and be intentional. Yes, he's bringing it all back together. This is fit to finish, and we're fit to finish this fast. So we've got to focus in and be intentional to the things that he is calling us to for this fast. I don't want to seem like I'm beating a dead horse, but we've got to get this thing. This fast is not some general, oh, I'm going to stop eating. Oh, I'm going to lose some weight, so I'm going to do this. So, you know, I'm going to fast so I can take off some weight. All of that's all well and good. And if that happens, that's great. But this fast was declared to break yokes. This fast was declared to destroy burdens. And if we're doing that which God has called us to, then we should see those yokes falling apart in our lives. We should see that bondage that we, you know, try to hide breaking apart. But are we pressing into the Father during this fast? We have to make sure, brothers and sisters, that we are doing our part. I can't stress that enough. See, God always does his part. He has never forsaken any of us if we are honest. Now, we might not have gotten the answer that we want, but we've never been forsaken. God desires that we return to him with our whole heart. Joel 2 and 12, yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and with mourning. See, God wants us to return to him. So if we've messed up on this fast, if we've walked away from this fast, if we've not done our part, God is telling us, return to me with all your heart, with fasting. Come back to the fast. Decide to press in during these last 9 days. We have an option. We have a choice. But if we've made the commitment to God to fast and pray for these 40 days, then it's time that we turn back to that fasting and praying and finish these 40 days strong. We have to be fit to finish. We've got to be focused. Focused on the word. Focused in prayer. Focused in listening to what God's saying. It takes focus to listen. I don't know if y'all know that. But it takes focus to actually listen. Listen to him. Let him minister his desire to your spirit. And then follow through with what he's asked you or what he's told you or what he's given you in that time. I don't know about you, but I want to finish this fast strong. I've got some other things that I want to see God do. Some things I heard him say to me in my prayer time last night. And I'm coming expecting him to do his part if I do mine. See, if we come with expectation, then God will show up as long as we do our part. But we've got to make sure that expectation is based on what he said and not just what we want. We've got to make sure that as we're finishing this fast, as we are fit to finish, that we don't neglect the fasting aspect of this and that our fasting and praying is not just lip service, but it is actually us turning our hearts to God and really pushing away from those things of the world. Are you truly fasting and praying the way God desires you to? Or has it been lip service? Have we said or declared that we were fasting, but we still eating fried chicken and collard greens and cornbread? You know, and if your fast is not food, then maybe, you know, and that's what God has called you to, that's fine as well. But are you fasting the way God has ordained for you to fast in this season? So we have to make sure that as we fast and pray and seek God, and as we are fit to finish the fast by being focused and intentional, that we don't neglect the prayer element of the fast. We need to be praying without ceasing. Every time something comes up in our spirit, and I don't mean we got to say a 30-minute prayer. Lord, please direct my steps with this. Father, give me the strength to persevere through. Father, what are you saying with this? Just a quick prayer. Lord, I turn this back over to you. I don't know what to do with this. So we've got to make sure that we're doing our part. It's not always easy. If it was, everybody would be doing it. fasting requires that we that we you know, subdue our flesh to God, that we allow God to chasten us, to chastise us when necessary. But we've got to make sure that we're doing our part. So as we finish this fast, as we are fit to finish this fast, make sure that you are fasting according to what God has given you, that you are praying those things God has called you to pray for. And if you don't know what those things are or why you're fasting, then press in even further in prayer and ask God. He will tell you. He won't leave you in the dark. He won't leave you with questions about what he wants you to be fasting for. So remember, as we are fit to finish, refocus on this fast and be intentional. Minister Brenda, back to you.
My, my, my. We asked for it and we got it. Glory to God. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Prophet Kai. Oh, Lord, forgive us. Thank you. I will be asking you to come back and close us out with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Father, we come before you with bowed heads and humbly asking you, Father God, and I personally say, forgive me, Lord. Forgive me for my shortcomings, Lord God. Forgive me for those things that are not of you, Lord God. And I ask that you wash it with the blood of Jesus. Your blood is still powerful. Your blood is still true. And we thank you, Lord God, for all that you do in our lives. You are the God of our salvation, the God who gives us strength in the midst of any turmoil. Father God, thank you for pouring back into Prophet Kai, Lord God, the words that she's given us, Lord God, to help us, Lord God, to stay focused and firm in your word, to stay focused on you, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. And Lord God, we thank you for pouring back into her vessel overflow until she overflows, Lord God. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for your blessings overtaking her and her son, Lord, like never before. Thank you, oh God, for all those that are on this call. I ask you in the name of Jesus that you touch, heal, and mend like never before. According to your word, Father God, you said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and we shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. And I thank you, Lord God, that you watch over your word to perform it. We glorify you, Father, for performing your word over Mother Josie, over Wanda's uncle and Sharon and Willa, Sir John, Martha, Claudia, Yvonne, and so many, Lord, that are on our hearts, Mother Eleanor, and Lord God, just touch like never before. We call them healed and whole and complete in you. And we glorify you, Father God, for doing a work over and just sustaining the families of the ones that, of their loved ones who have gone home to be with you. We ask you, Father God, that you strengthen the Walker family and you strengthen the Sims family, Lord, in this season, in this hour. Thank you, Father God, for being the God of our salvation, for being the God who gives us strength, even give us joy in the midst of situations, Lord God, we can't handle. We thank you, Father God, for the blood again, the word of God, and the testimonies of the saints. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory and we give you praise. Amen and amen. Well, 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 I know you want to share this with somebody. The playback is 712-432-1085. The pin is the same, 957-677-POUND. Thank you, Lord, for the fast. And, of course, we are on day 30, and we are so thankful to God that for the next 9 days, we will be more focused on God, day 31. And it's praying for all the situations, legal and compliance in your company, human resources, IT, logistics, administrative, staff and customer, accounting, purchasing, sales and operations, shipping and warehouse. Pray for the families. Pray for health and strength. Pray for the ability to carry on all over the world, competitive with knowledge and equipment, and we're praying for wisdom, creativity, and success strategies. We're praying for the leadership, vision, and keeping clear communication with the field, and we're praying for one another and our families, that God would do a great and awesome work in us, through us, and for us, in Jesus' name. Well, I tell you, it's definitely been a blessing. Go over to the next call, which is our motivational call, and it is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound, and where Queen Victoria will be speaking on alkaline and acidic, very important topic on that call. Thank you again, Psalmist Kaylin, for bringing us before the presence of the Lord with that sweet spirit in your heart and soul. And thank you again, Minister Ruth, for seating and greeting everyone and opening us up in prayer. Again, Prophet Kai, you're on it. Thank you for hearing the voice of God and bringing us that powerful message. Would you please come close us out?
Thank you, Minister Brenda, for hosting with such Jesus joy. Dr. PK asked that we announce an emergency prayer and fasting call tonight at midnight via her Zoom. She will send out the Zoom information. We are having a emergency prayer call tonight at midnight Eastern time for the prayer and fasting per Dr. PK. She will get you the Zoom information as needed. Father God, we thank you, thank you, thank you for this time where we can come together. Lord, we know that it is according to your will that we show up here each and every day. Father, we thank you, we praise you, and we glorify, and we ask that you continue to strengthen us as we fast, and we turn our hearts back to you. We repent for those times where we have fallen short, Lord. We repent for the sins committed and omitted, Lord. We thank you. We thank you because you are a loving God who will forgive us, who has forgiven us. So, Lord, we glorify you, we magnify you, and we seal it in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace.